than what it is today. So the first point is that over the period of the 25 years, that 50 kilowatts per hour has become, you know, insufficient to sustain a basic level of energy to a household. So that's the first point. The second point is that even that 50 kilowatts per hour, its application currently is very inconsistent. So not everybody who deserves to get it is getting it. Why? Because municipal systems for identifying indigent households, aligning it to their billing system, their prepaid metering system is weak. So often you find that communities are not getting this, even the 50, even though we say it's less, even that 50 they're not getting, right? Mm-hmm. So to your question, where did this come? The initial issue arose in the work we had done around the FPE, around the universal access, which highlighted the problem statement as being that that 50 kilowatts per hour is insufficient. It should be anything up to about 200 kilowatts per hour, given, as I say, a demand profile for an average low-income household, right? Yeah. But remember that because the free basic services is funded out of the DORA system, it's not electricity who can make that decision. So there's the Treasury, there's COCTA, there's ourselves, and of course there's the SALGA, who represents organized local government, who must be part of that conversation. So what we had initiated was the conversation to say to our sister departments, we need to have a serious discussion about this question of affordability of energy. How do you ensure that those who, so we can provide access to the energy as the Department of Electricity, but ultimately, is that electricity affordable? So can consumers actually afford to consume that electricity? And that's why the free basic question arose in our context. Mm-hmm. But then, of course, like I'm saying, it's an ongoing discussion in government involving principally the three departments, ourselves, COCTA, the National Treasury, and then, of course, SALGA from representing local government itself. What we need to understand is I'm saying the Department of Electricity have this figure of about 200 up to 200 kilowatts per hour free. That figure has to be interrogated. So we need to understand whether that figure is accurate. So that's the first amount of work we're doing. The second amount is to say, the second part of the work we're doing is to say, if we agree on the free basic services at 200, how is the state going to fund it? Because remember, when you say it's free, it's not free free electricity that you just get out of the sky. Yeah. Somebody's got to pay for that electricity. It's free to an end consumer or to an identified consumer, but it's not free to produce the electricity, right? So when we say we're providing this as a free basic quantum, how is that electricity going to be paid for? Right, that's the second question. The third question is to answer, when we have provided the free access, we have the energy, we've understood how we're going to fund it, what is the mechanism for ensuring that actually consumers are able to receive? So those three questions is what is now being discussed, so that when we put out a public document for consultation, there's a clear position of government that has been socialized amongst the key departments that are responsible for the function to understand the what, the how, or rather the why, how, and what we're going to do with providing the solution.